Yo, welcome back to the boat, season two, episode six, coming to you guys live on November 25th. Got Thanksgiving coming up in 2 days. Got a lot of football coming up, but as you guys know and know well, we are a basketball heavy podcast. So we're going to kick it off with the NBA. I'm your host, Michael Smith, out of Austin, Texas.
Hey yo, it's Marcus J in Dallas.
Hey man, I'm Darius in Naptown. Last but not least.
So, fellas, we got some good games going on tonight. We actually, it would be selling it, selling you a what they call it, a pile of beans to say we got good games going on. Actually, we got like a 84 to 58 score in the Magic and the Philadelphia 76ers game going on right now. So,
This might
not a
be the
very good
first,
game there. The
yeah.
10
Might
o'clock
be the
start.
first bad night of the NBA, to be honest.
Yeah,
Yeah.
last week, 2 weeks ago, like I feel like there was two every night, or like every game was basically ending in like some type of buzzer beater, some like close out game. But tonight ain't that night. But we've had it's been a great season so far. I can't complain. It's just the one thing I will complain about is the 10 p.m. Central Time start time of these Peacock games on Tuesday nights. They're gonna have to figure out something, man, because 10 o'clock it and that's 9:30 is pushing it. 9 o'clock was like prime because it's like at least I know I could confidently stay up for at least the first
You get
half.
a half in, right?
Yeah, but like a 10 o'clock start time, I'm like, man, like if I'm trying to work out on a Wednesday, I might make it to the end of the first quarter. And that's some prime teams playing on the West on the Pacific Coast.
If Darius stays up for that, that means he's getting 4 hours of sleep at night.
Brother, I'm not staying up there. I be trying to clap. I be trying to clap. I be trying to,
What?
get I be trying to get to bed. I be trying to get
Someone
to bed.
put you to sleep, right? I knew it was something that was
Only
I
time
knew he was gonna say something outlandish.
the kids are asleep. Hey,
I be trying to go to
Let's
bed, bro. I've stayed up and caught like a game or two if I know I ain't got. If I know I ain't waking up like early in the morning, like I kind of jacked up my knees, so I kind of know I'm like the last two night mornings. I'm like, man, I'm not getting up early. I can't go nowhere right now, so I'm like, I'll stay up a little bit, watch a game, watch the first two or 3 minutes. I'll go to bed.
Yeah, not me, not me. I mean, I'll try to stay up for a little bit, but yeah, it's scary hours out here. They call it, I think the kids call it demon time. You get past a certain time. I'm not trying to
Yeah.
stay up. I'm not trying to stay up at demon hours. You're not trying to catch me at demon clock for sure. So, with that being said, though, call me crazy, Marcus. What you got?
Yeah, man. So the Detroit Pistons are getting all the due attention, but I want to go a little bit a different route with the other team in the East that is putting together something special, at least what it looks like special, and it's the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah,
But
glow.
yeah, Glow. But because I'm a negative Nancy, I'm actually going to go the opposite route. Call me crazy, but the Raptors are a fun story, but they're still going to end up in the play-in. And here's my reasoning for it. Right
It
now,
ain't really that
Eastern,
crazy.
yeah. Well, I mean, they're second seed right now, so if you're going to call them to the play-in, there's no better time than now to give a hot take on it. My only issue is that there's a lot of critiques on the roster, and a lot of people are apologizing for it. They made these critiques on the roster early in the season, and now that the Raptors are in second seed, you're hearing all these people apologize. But I still got questions. Who are the Raptors? Who are the Raptors' best player? Like, who is it? Scottie Barnes or is it Ingram? What do you guys think?
Scottie
Brandon
Barnes is
Ingram or
their
Scottie
most
Barnes?
well-rounded. He's the
Yeah,
Scottie Barnes is their most well-rounded
I will
player,
go
but he
B.I.
has their score.
Yeah, I will go BI.
So,
And I don't even like Scottie Barnes, as y'all know.
yeah, Mike really got it out for him. I don't like him. I mean, I'm indifferent, but Mike really don't like him. And that's from back from Rookie of the Year.
Yeah,
Okay.
I always said K was the best player in that draft.
Nah, that's facts. If BI is their best player, what is he ranked as in the NBA? Like, where do you rank him? 20, 30, 40?
I mean, me and Darius disagree there because he thinks B.I. I think Scottie Barnes is the best player on the team.
Okay, so where do you rank Scottie then?
30
40, 30 to 40.
I was about to say 50.
Yeah.
I would rank B, and I mean, I would rank Scottie Barnes top 50, and BI ain't that much higher than him.
No. I think I say Scottie Barnes is 30 to 40 without looking, but I think he still has more room to grow. I think BI is what he is. Like he's
Yeah.
that full blossom of what he's going to be. He's been in the league. This is now year 10, I think. So
It's
he
10? Bro, time
yeah, he
is.
was in the he was in no, this is yeah, this has got to be year 10. 'Cause he was in
Time
the
has
15
flown.
16 he was in the 15 16 draft, so that's
Dang. Was that the Marvin Harrison? No, not
or
Marvin
16,
Harrison.
16, 17 draft. He was in the Ben Simmons draft. Just Simmons, obviously.
Ben
That's what
Simmons,
I forgot.
Jalen Brown, Brandon Ingram, all of them.
Yeah, so
Malcolm
you're
Brogdon
this is
just
your 10.
retired.
This is your 10.
Man, that's crazy.
And I think it's dope. I mean, the last 2 years, we haven't heard from Brandon Ingram because of ankle injuries. He's going to be an all-star this season. Like, if the
Yeah, in the East
Raptors are
is.
just, a top six seed, which they should at least hold that spot until freaking all-star break, another 15, 20 games, something like that. He's going to be an all-star. But
Yeah.
I'm not a believer that you could get out the first round or even really guaranteed to get to the first round if you ain't got a top 40 solidified player. Like, are Brandon Ingram or Scottie Barnes better than Jalen Johnson?
If you ask me who I would take, I
I
would
would
take
take
Johnson
Jalen.
first.
I would
Right,
take
today.
Jalen. Yeah, I'd definitely take Jalen.
Yeah. Like, Ingram's a great scorer, but he's not one of the best scorers. Scottie
No.
Barnes is a great all-around player, but he's not one of the best all-around scorer players. And then RJ Barrett, if he was coming off your bench, I'd be like, yo, that's sixth man of the year. But as your
Yeah.
third option and he's a little tunnel vision, like I'm not there yet with the Raptors. And I think while all these analysts are apologizing right now, I'm doubling down. And I think in probably give it about 2 weeks here, we're going to see the regression.
Yeah, I think they got a bunch of players that just don't fit. I mean,
Yeah.
like I don't know what, like Masai Ujiri got that ring and just like started just like I'm gonna try to do all I can to not like not have to rebuild, but the teams that he built were never good enough to like really challenge for a ring beyond like that bubble year where they were a solid
Yeah.
team. But you got Quickley on that team, you got Barrett on that team, you got Barnes on that team, you got Ingram on that team. There's just a lot of guys like Grady Dick is still there, like. There's a
Yeah.
lot of guys that are all
Oh,
competing for the same, yeah, O'Shea Agbaji. Like, there's just a lot of guys
Jamal
competing
Shea,
for
yeah.
minutes that just that aren't like next level players.
They're kind of like who the Hornets was under the Jordan regime. Like they were just drafting players. And you're just like, bro, like, how are these players meshing? You know what I'm saying? Like, it just, I feel like the Hornets look, like you look at the Hornets now, you're like, okay, you can kind of see the vision a little bit. They just young. The Raptors are kind of in that Hornets era where you just drafting a bunch of very similar players.
Yeah, I mean, they traded for a couple of them, Jakob Poeltl, RJ Barrett, Ingram, and all
Yeah.
that kind of stuff. But then they also got
IQ.
the,
Quick, I mean,
yeah,
Quickley was, yeah, part
quickly
of, yeah, came
free
from the
agent. So
Knicks.
yeah,
They've
IQ
had some
came in.
acquisitions, but they're not, it's almost like they're like, oh, we don't want to see a good player go to waste. So they just pay Ingram. They just pay Quickley, but they're
Yeah.
not really thinking about fit. And
Yeah.
I mean, they're on an 8-game win streak. Credit to them. They're giving a fan base something to like get
Cheer
excited
for.
about, cheer for, right.
They're not gonna do anything. I don't think anybody's like looking at nobody's looking at Toronto going, oh my gosh, like we gotta watch out for them. They'd be like, oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like what'd you say? They on a what game winning streak?
They're on an 8-game. They're 13 and
Yeah.
five, which is insane.
Yeah, they're 13-5. Nobody's looking at them going like, oh my gosh, we gotta keep an eye out there for. They'd be like, all right, cool.
Yeah, most of their wins were against pretty bad teams. But I mean, they beat the Cavs three times. Okay, they as long as the Cavs don't play them in the playoffs, I can't think I think the Raptors will get knocked out because I don't know what it might be their length, might be their size. I don't know. I just they got their number.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if you ask me, like even looking at the standings, like I think, I mean, Giannis is out for a while, so who knows
Yeah.
with the Bucks, like what they're gonna do, but. Honestly, like I think Chicago is a better team than them, and
Woo! And
it pains me
that's
to get And it
And that's
pains me to
saying
give y'all
something.
credit.
That's really saying something.
It pains me to give y'all credit, but like Orlando's a better team than them. Philly or Atlanta, New York, Cleveland, Miami's been surprising a lot better than I thought they would be. But I do still think they're a better team. So every team that's going to be chasing them down the stretch is
Yeah.
a better team than them, and they're all right now within 2.5, 3.5 games of each other. With
Yeah.
we still got 60 something games to play,
And
so I don't see it.
I feel like down the stretch, like we kind of know where each team's gonna end up. Like we know with almost absolute certainty, the Bulls are probably gonna end up in that, playing for
Oh
play-in.
yeah,
You
playing
know what I'm
Bulls.
saying? We
The Heat somehow might still end up
yeah,
there.
yeah, yeah. The Heat might mess around up there.
The
Like
Hawks.
the Hawks. I feel like the teams in the East that we know like for certain of like, man, they're gonna actually see them be a playoff team. It'd probably be Pistons, Magic, Bucks,
Knicks.
Cavs, Knicks. You know what I'm saying? So like the main guys, like they're not good enough to change any of those teams to knock those teams out. So that's what I'm saying. Like I get it, they on an 8-game winning streak, but I still don't see them beating even though they beat the Cavs 3 games in the regular season. So far, I don't see them beating the Cavs in a 7-game series. I don't see them beating the Bucks in a 7-game. Magic, I don't Knicks. I just don't see it. So,
So if you, I feel like if you're the Raptors, then you should be like the number one trade target team. Then it's like you're good
probably.
enough to compete in the NBA season, but if we're being realistic, you're not doing nothing. So I feel like they should be more open to trades than Detroit Pistons. They should be the ones that
Probably.
are looking for Lauri or whoever the next star is to get out of there. Freaking LaMelo, Ja, whoever. I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like they're too good to tank, but they remind me in some ways of the Jazz, where Will Hardy is a good coach and they hang around and win some games early on in the year just to be like, hey, I can coach. Like, I'm just being told by Danny Ainge that I have to tank, but I still want to win enough games early on to show you guys that I can actually coach. I feel like from everything we hear about Darko, the coach of the Raptors, like he's a pretty good coach and it seems like the players like him and they play for him. And it feels like the inevitable is coming, where the bottom is probably going to fall out at some point. And they're maybe, I mean, they're doing well enough right now where I feel like they're at least in play-in territory, but I don't view them as a real threat in the East. Like they're a team that's like a nice story right now, and they may get through the play-in and maybe win a game in the first round, but they're not a team that Detroit or the Knicks or Cleveland is going to view as a threat if they play them in the first round.
Man, they'd be out, dude.
Shout out Colin Murray Boyles. He's been killing it, and Jamal Sheed. So,
Yeah, I do like Jamal Sheed. I liked him from Houston. So yeah, I don't know, but since we taking some dark takes, I got one. Call me crazy, but Zion and Kawhi the same player.
and by dark, you meant.
I just don't have a pod. When I think call me crazy, I'm just like, I'm not even really sure I'm crazy for saying this. Like I think Zion and Kawhi is just the same player, man. Like they are great when they're on the floor, but you don't even know. It's a toxic relationship, man. You don't know how long you don't know how long you're gonna be in this relationship with them, man, and what they gonna give you. It's like things going good for a little bit, then y'all get into an argument and they leave for a little bit. It's like, bruh. But
It's
I
like,
feel like
you
when
know
they
the
did it,
divorce.
they did great.
Yeah, you know the divorce is coming at some point, but it's like they just keep hanging on for the kids. That's what it feels
Exactly.
like.
Like you, like girl, I wanna serve you, but I ain't trying to pay you child support. So we just gonna rock out for a little bit. That's kind of how I feel, bro. Like, cause I was just look, I like I was watching the game. I watch it. Well, when they play, I think it was like Saturday. I was watching them, and then Zion was gone. Then he
Yeah, he's
came
just not
back.
there, right?
He's just not there. Then he came back and dropped like 29, 30 points, and I'm just like.
I picked this dude up on my fantasy team. Every year I get baited. Every
And
year I get
you
baited.
got tricked because you was like, man, he got to play this year to get the guaranteed money next year, but
Bruh.
he does not
He
care.
said he already had enough money for the buffet, so he didn't care.
Bruh, it's the same thing with Kawhi. Kawhi gonna come back. Kawhi gonna come back, and then he gonna drop like 30, 40 points, and people are like, man, he's like the greatest. Like, well, yo, they say he came back, dropped 20. You
Yeah,
know, so like, so he's.
efficient.
That's what I'm saying. A very efficient 20. And you're like, man, like, dude, this dude cold. But you're like, you ain't gonna get that 20 again. he gonna give you that 20 tonight, and he might take the next 3 days. These niggas got more PTO. Like at this point, I'm like, gee,
And you'll have no idea why. They'll stay
I'm
flat
like,
out at angle for a whole
where's
month.
the PTO coming from?
You know what would be an interesting thing to investigate, and I'm not going to do it right this second,
The aspiration money?
no, but what is higher, Kawhi's points per game or his games per year?
Oh,
Per
Lord.
year.
I feel like that'd be a deep dive, man. We got to figure that out.
Well,
Because I've.
you know for a fact that missed games is more than his points per game. We know that for a
Oh,
fact.
100%. 100%. 100%.
That's like when,
It's a matter of like, has he played more than 20? So last year he played 37. So yeah, it was higher. But man,
he might be the
every
only
year.
player to ever. He made all NBA and he played like 45 games one season. Like, that's got to be the lowest. Other than like lockout seasons, I don't think there's ever been another player to make all NBA playing half the season.
But like, and it's like, it's crazy because, like you said, like when people talk about top 75, they mention him. I'm just like, it's like I can't even argue with him because I'm like, I get it. When he's on the floor, he affects the game like crazy. Like there's no denying it. So I'm not. It's not even. I'm denying the talent, but I'm just like, yo, like him and Zion are the same player. When they're on the floor, you feel their presence, and then they'll miss like 20 games, and you're like, yo, I kind of forgot you were still in the league, bro.
I agree with that most. I'll give one pushback though. When Kawhi is right, like he's genuinely like a top 10 player. I don't Zion healthy now. I don't know if Zion is the player he was a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago. I actually think Fat Zion is a better player than Skinny Zion, but Fat Zion is more injury prone.
You talking about what? Well, first of all, you talking about fat Zion, skinny Zion, tall Zion, short Zion. They all injury prone.
Yeah, they are. That's
They
the
knees, they
Hey,
knees ain't worth.
Fat Zion, Skinny Zion, Normal Zion, his knees in five.
Right. Look,
Nah. No,
Lauryn Hill, take me to Zion. Knees in
the
four. Like it ain't happening, bro. Like what are we
thought is, the
talking
thought
about?
was if he loses 30, 40 pounds, he's not going to be having them hamstring injuries. That was the thought at the beginning of the year. Everyone was like, oh, Zion, is he going to play this year? He's going to drop 34. I bought into it. I tried not to be convinced. We talked about it, and I said, I'm not going to fall for it. But draft day came on NBA Fantasy, and I said, man, he do look slim.
He
I,
did. He
the,
still
he
he
did.
still
He
looks a little
did.
bit slim.
He did.
He's I
He
mean like
did. But
he still looks a little slim.
now I'm like, dude, just go ahead and eat the gumbo
Hey,
because you're better fat. You're better
Darius,
fat.
this is the part, Darius, where you bring up some relationship or woman analogy. So go ahead and go ahead and
You already started with the toxic relationship.
I'm just saying, bro. He just I don't even got one, man. Like I feel like they're the players that you look at. And I mean, not so much as Kawhi, because I think Kawhi, I mean, you can't argue he got two rings. He took the Raptors to a chip. So it's kind of like, you can't argue with the result.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I feel like Zion's looking at Kawhi and like, all right, let me study his playbook. How did he pull this off? You know what I'm saying? And I'm just like, bro, you gotta get two rings. You know what I'm saying? Like it feels like, you know, when a kid say, man, PG my GOAT. I feel like Zion's like Kawhi's my GOAT, and not for basketball.
That's wild.
For accrued PTO, he's my GOAT.
Zion is like his game models Charles Barkley, but his availability definitely models Kawhi Leonard. And it's
Yeah.
like it's just he's a frustrating player, but I don't put my hopes in him. Like
No.
that's a low value stock. I hate to
And
talk
like.
bad, but Stephen Curry left Under Armour. Their stock was already low. That's like buying Under Armour stock right now. Like you're basically
Dang.
like I'm buying a low value stock that ain't gonna bounce back. If you're still banking on Zion at this point, you're investing in a low value stock that you're not getting
Yeah.
return on.
And like I said, it's not even that you like you I just not that I think they're a bad player. It's just like, yo, like I don't know. I don't know if it's just Zion's body makeup. 'Cause I mean he does look like Zion does look like a defensive end. You know what I'm
Yeah.
saying? So I do think that just his body makeup isn't meant for basketball. You know what I'm saying? He probably more meant for coming up. Honestly, you know what he need to do? The Bears need an edge rusher. I need him to get out there on the field and see. Just put him opposite of Montez Sweat. And I just need to see what he could do there. Because if he can stay healthy there, I'm just saying
We got a chance at
maybe just kind
the
of make that switch. You 6'6", bro. Like, maybe just make that switch. I'm not saying that you trash at basketball. You're actually really, really good at basketball. But I just want to see how you come off the edge. How quick can you get to that quarterback? That's all I want to see.
Time
Yeah.
out, right?
Oh, Jesus. Yeah. Oh, wow.
Don't be edging out here, bro. Too
Hey,
early for all that. Too early for all that.
but who
That was nefarious. I'm
who
done.
has
I'm done.
who has a if you had a if you had a 2-year window, who would you give up more for, Zion or Kawhi? I would say
Kawhi.
Kawhi because it's
I
since it's
still would give it
proven.
up for Kawhi. Yeah.
It's proven, and I think Zion is one Popeye's biscuit away from sitting out 20 games.
I think Zion also, I don't know if he's getting less athletic or if he's just getting more cautious. With every injury you have, you come back a little bit more cautious.
You do.
And I think that's where he's getting to. I think the talent is still there, but the numbers are dropping because I think he's just like, dang, I don't want to
Don't want
lose
to get
badly
hurt
every
because
time, right?
I mean, like it does take it takes some of your mental. Get hurt, rehab, come back. Get hurt, rehab, come back. I will go Kawhi because I think like just Kawhi's game is not overly athletic. You know what I'm saying? And so he does a lot of stuff really well. You know what I'm saying? Like he,
Really
you know, he's
skilled.
just a. I think he's a better all around player, and plus he's one. I don't know. Part of me does think like, I wonder if you know. You know how B. Roy like how quickly he rose and fell like because he had that degenerative knee. I wonder if like some of these players kind of got that. You know what I'm saying? Well, just their bodies. You know what I'm saying? Like their body just breaking down much quicker than it used to.
I can see
Yeah.
it. I mean, it's crazy you point out even with Zion being more cautious because I feel like you could say the same thing about another guy in his draft class where Ja has become more cautious and both of their
It's
games were
predicated on
predicated on
athleticism.
not necessarily being reckless, but attacking the basket and having a game that attacks with no holds barred and like not playing and like throwing caution to the wind. And now they're throwing caution to the wind. And it's like the games are not the same at all.
I'm gonna hold on to that because we're gonna talk about it. Because
Okay. Well,
I got some words for Mr. What's his name? Demetrius. I got
yeah,
some
we
words
all
for
do. We all do.
him.
That man went to Cranbrook. But call me crazy, but this will go down as the deepest draft class in. I'm gonna say all time. I might as well. We're saying call
Woo!
me crazy. And the reason I said that, I'm not saying the
That's
best.
aggressive.
So
He
when
said
you
the
have the top,
deepest.
I'm not saying the best. I'm not saying the best. But look at this. Coop, Harper, VJ, Ace, Derek Queen, Con Knipple, Trey Johnson, Jeremiah Fears. You still got Cedric Coward. You got Carter Bryant, who hasn't even really gotten tick, but we thought that dude was gonna be a dog defensively. You got Ace Newell, Jan
Yank.
Hansen. Yeah, Kawhi Maliwash for the Suns. So there's a lot of dudes at that top that are going to be all-star level players, and there's a lot of dudes that are going to be contributors to good teams. So do I think it's going to be like the best? Probably not, because I mean you got 85, you got 96, you got 03. Like those are going to be hard to beat. When you talk about Michael Jordan, Hakeem
Yeah.
with 96, you got Kobe, you got AI, you got Steve Nash, 03, obviously we know LeBron, D Wade, Chris Bosh, like those guys.
Yeah.
Those drafts, Carmelo, those drafts are going to be hard to beat at the top. But when you talk about the number of guys coming, I mean, Derek Queen just went in and you can see Jokic get more and more engaged throughout the game where he's like, he started
Yep.
out kind of bored. And then he was like,
Yeah.
oh, this dude got a little
Right.
boogie to him. I actually might have to
Yeah.
try. I mean,
Yep.
VJ started out hot. Like Cooper's starting to get it figured out. Like he's still a little up and down, but he's starting to figure it out more and more. And Dylan Harper's been
Yeah.
hurt, but that dude was.
He came out strong, man.
He was ready from day one. And so zero
Yeah.
fears. I mean, I just think this draft class, again, it may not ever have like the top of the top level talent in accolades, but when you talk about the depth and the number of dudes that are going to be contributors to average to good to great teams, I think you got a lot of them in this draft.
So, I'll go ahead.
I was about to say, like, I feel like, you know, this class, I feel like the skill level is crazy, and I think the poise of this class, like you don't like
Yeah.
I feel like you looking at some players like they're not playing like rookies.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying?
Facts.
They not starstruck. They not like, oh man, I'm playing. Cause you know, I feel like, you know, you had some draft class. I mean, you just come in, you're like, oh crap, like I'm playing against Kobe. Like I had his picture on my wall. I'm playing against this guy. I feel like this draft class coming, like, oh man, I'm playing against Bron. I'm about to go with this nigga here. I'm about to drop 15. Or, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's how
Facts.
they feel about him. It's just kind of like that
Yeah.
type of angst. Like, oh, Luka out here. I'm about to bang on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just
Right.
like these guys are playing like they've been in the league like 4 or 5 years. Which I feel like is very refreshing, like to see. I still kind of want to see, because you know every rookie class kind of hit that rookie wall about game,
Yeah.
you know 30 to 40, right? Where you just like
Yeah.
you just hit that
You play
wall.
more games in the NBA than college just yet.
Yeah, so I want to see where they kind of you know the how they bounce back when they hit that wall. But I do like the aggressiveness of a lot of these players, especially like you know I know you said they might not go down as like the highest accolades, but I don't even know if that's completely true because I think they got some guys that they have some Hall of Famers. Like I could see VJ, you know what I'm saying, getting some accolades. Of course, Coop. I could see Con, you know, KK Trey, man. He's becoming one of my
He
favorite
nah, he
players to
go.
watch
Yeah.
because the way he play, bro, he got a clip, and he just knows already how to get to his spots,
Yeah.
and it's
For
fun to
sure.
watch. Like his pace. Like I said, it's a guy that's just, you know, feel like he's been here. And then of course you got Derrick Queen over in New Orleans. I feel like he may be who
Black
Zion,
Joker.
yeah, Black Joker low key, because he's not super athletic, but he's just really skilled. And like you said,
Yeah.
you know, to your point, you saw that game where Joker just kind of he made Joker respect him. Like just as it ticked by, Joker's like, all right, man, I need to like lock in. And Buddy still got
Yeah.
40.
Yeah.
So I feel
You
like
know
that's
who
dope.
Con Caniple, as you say that, and yes, it's probably because he's white, but it makes me think he's the next evolution of JJ Redick. We didn't see him in college for 4 years, so obviously he didn't reach the heights of JJ Redick in college. But he's the guy that can shoot, come off screens. But like JJ Redick, as he got to like his prime, he could handle the ball more. He could play defense. But I feel like Khan is his JJ Redick's prime, but like the evolved version of it, where he knows like from an early age, I know how to get to my spots. I know I'm a clinical scorer. I'm not gonna be the most athletic dude, but like no, nothing is gonna get me off my spot.
He's evolution of JJ Redick if he could handle the ball and just understand footwork. Like I feel like JJ understood footwork like coming off screen. Not and I'm he's JJ Redick, one of the, you know, best shooters in the league. Like understand footwork as far as like coming off screens, coming off pin downs. I feel like Con Caniple was just he just knows like, all right, I need this for my, you know, jump shooter. You'll be a jump shooter, but I'm gonna work in this, you know what I'm saying, right at the nail and in. I'm working all in here, pump
Yeah.
fakes,
Yeah.
pivot, like, and you're gonna have to deal with all this. And then, like I said, we forget he's what, 6'7"? 6'6".
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So he ain't a
And
small
he
guy.
big.
As
He
a
not he's not like a
he not
student.
small. He not
Yeah.
small,
But
6'6".
he attacks the rim, and he attacks that mid post level better than JJ Redick did,
For
like
sure.
in
He's
the
got
first eight,
footwork.
9 years of his career. Yeah.
His footwork is phenomenal. So yeah, I feel like this draft class, man, like I don't think it's super
So
crazy.
I'll go a little bit of a different direction. I'll say this is probably the most NBA ready draft I've ever seen, and I'm 33, so I've seen quite a bit, but I haven't seen, the early 80s or nothing like that. I wouldn't say it's the deepest. What I think about the deepest drafts are the most all-stars, which typically is like a 10 or a 9 all-star draft. And I would say the 2021 draft. The K draft is probably the best draft we've seen in a while. We can revisit that later, but I will say this is the most NBA ready. And some of the other players we didn't mention. So we got Con Caniple starting for the Hornets, and then they have another rookie also starting for Ryan Kalkbrenner.
Kalkbrenner.
Like
Yep, caulking balls.
Cotton
Whoa,
Ball.
whoa,
Wait,
whoa,
what?
whoa, whoa.
You
Wait,
haven't heard that one yet?
LaMelo
You haven't
Ball?
heard that one yet? LaMelo
Wait,
Ball
what
and then Ryan
was?
Kalkbrenner.
Wait,
Talking balls.
oh yeah, oh yeah. But Buddy can't be on the floor.
Kalkbrenner. So he's
He
starting at
was at from
center.
Creighton. He was at
He
Creighton, yeah.
can't go on the floor at the same time.
Yeah, so he's almost leading the league in field goal percentage. Like he's a legit center. And then you have another team, the Pelicans. Obviously, these are sucky teams, but what? It took 5 games for Jeremiah Pierce to take Jordan Poole's spot, and it took another couple games after that for Derek Queen to take Yves Mises' spot. Like these dudes are, like they're coming and taking people's like spots, like straight up. Like VJ Edgecombe didn't give Quentin Grimes a chance to get a starting shooting guard
No,
spot.
not
Like
at all.
Dylan Harper is looking like he
They
could have been sixth man of the year before the injury.
what VJ came in, they just paid Quentin Grimes and he came in like y'all should have saved your money for a second.
Right.
And
Like
PJ and
he said,
PJ
you gonna be the sixth man, Quentin. You.
and P
I'm
and
the
PG
captain
and Jer
now.
PG and Jared McCain came back from being injured as well, and they're not getting as many minutes as they could because they're like, well, we can't really take VJ off the court all that much because this dude's a dog.
And if he's missing, he's a dog on defense too. Like he's a real veteran. So these dudes are like in. So two people are gonna break records. I guess notable ones right away. It's Con Knipl. He's gonna set the 3-pointer record for rookies. He's gonna kill it. We already said that in the past. Trey Johnson's gonna set the 3-point record for the Wizards specifically. He's coming off the bench. He's gonna set their franchise record in threes. Like it's someone we
He's
don't
not
even.
afraid to shoot it. And I didn't even mention him. Yeah. Oh, no, I did mention Trey.
Ace Bailey, when he gets minutes, he's doing some stuff. Like all these dudes are contributing to teams. Nick Clifford's in the lineup for the Kings. Like he's an old rookie, but like all these dudes are just NBA players. It's straight up.
I mean, Igor at the Nets, that's a terrible team, but I mean
Yeah, he's
he's at
starting.
least yeah, he's starting and getting minutes and at least being as effective as you can be on a bad team.
V honestly, and I out of all them, probably one of my favorite player right now is probably VJ. And I feel like
Yeah, you picked him
he
in the top two duos.
I know he's one of my
Yeah,
favorite,
you did.
but you know, I think the reason I really like him because he reminds me, he has that Dwayne Wade feel to him.
Yeah.
Like how D Wade just came in and he just took over. It was just like, yo, like you know, best rebounding guard, like block shots, like I feel like he's like cut from that mold. So I don't know. And I feel like he can have a D Wade level type of career.
Yeah.
So
Shout out
it'll be fun to watch. It'll be fun to watch him grow.
Tyrese Proctor. He's getting minutes on the Cleveland Cavs too. Shout out to him.
The low light of this rookie class was definitely the Bulls' own Noah Essengay
Trick
getting
Williams. Hey man, that we
and some
we're
being
getting
violated
famous
and
for that
some being
poster for a long time.
he got violated in the summer league.
That man.
That's Patrick Williams, bro.
The thing is, he not even really getting no burn on the Bulls. It's just like, bruh,
I'm sure
you
he
can't even get your get back.
I'm sure he's getting some burn in the G League somewhere. I'm sure.
Yeah, I don't know. He I feel like he gonna. I really don't know what to make of him right now. I feel like he. You know, I definitely don't think this year is gonna be he gonna do anything. He, we probably won't be hearing from him for like another 2 years, maybe.
There's a role player, I think it's Pat Spencer on the freaking Warriors. He looks like a gym teacher.
Oh
He
yeah,
had a quote.
Cam
Yeah,
Cam's
him and Cam
Cam.
Spencer are
Yeah.
brothers.
So he had a quote earlier in the season. He said, some of these teams, their GMs are just dumb. They don't draft high IQ players. They just draft length. I think he was talking about the Bulls.
Probably. And you know,
Hey.
honestly, we wouldn't be offended. We'd be like, man, you're probably right.
You ain't lying.
You ain't lying.
Well,
You ain't lying at all.
speaking of low IQ, we're gonna jump off the boat,
Yeah.
and we're gonna talk about Demetrius
Jamel.
Jamil Morant, of which I cannot let my son listen to this because he's a big Ja Morant fan. He may get his feelings hurt, but don't. He's had many missteps, and I'm starting to feel like. I'm starting to feel like Nike might need to change directions on the guy that they choose to invest a shoe line into because this guy just doesn't get it. Like he's not a criminal. He's not like doing anything that's like breaking the law.
No,
But when you
absolutely
talk about somebody that lacks self-awareness and the
not.
maturity to have self-awareness, he's about as I won't say he's the most self-unaware. But when you talk about as big of a star as he is one of the most He is one of the least self-aware superstars in recent memory because this dude coming out of Murray State, it felt like, man, this dude is a point god. Like Draymond Green even said, like when you talk about like the most high IQ basketball players, he said John Morant has the potential to be that type of dude that thinks the game, that plays the game at a high level. But now when you think of him, all you think of is like really stupidity. So this past weekend, him and Klay got into it with him walking off the court. He called or with Klay walking off the court, Ja was in a tech fleece. That's really his new standard issue uniform. And
Man, he got
he called
he should have came to the game with a quarter zip.
yeah, he called Klay a bum and
Got to
they got
change his
into it and
image.
Klay gave some interesting comments after the game. But yeah, give me y'all's take on this because I'm curious what y'all got.
I got
Yeah.
a real story about this. The only fight I got into in high school, I got into a lot of fights in middle school. The only fight I got into in high school, it was an open gym. We were going back and forth, and I don't know. I had a big mouth. I was talking, but I was playing. There's a guy
Surprise,
on the bleach.
surprise. You had a big
There's
mouth.
a guy on the bleachers, named Bobby, and he was talking some smack. Like, oh, you ain't that nice, blah blah blah, or whatever. And there was one time down the court, and I scored or something. And I ran over to the bleachers after I scored. I said, "Shut your bleep
Yeah.
bleep 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 up," and he came off the bleachers. And came and swung, hit me right in my mouth. I got my get back though. I gave him a piece right to the mouth, and then the gym teacher broke it up. But I say all that to say I have a big pet peeve. If you ain't playing, if you're not in the game, like shut
Shut
up. And
up. You shut up.
if you're not gonna get in the game to prove anything, it's one thing if you're sitting out first quarter and you know you're gonna get some garbage time later. If you just injured, shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up. And you're not even having a good season. That's like the audacity to call someone a bum when you're having the worst season of your career. Like Klay had some words for him, and the worst way you could hurt somebody is with honesty. And he was just straight shot to the heart. Like we
Yeah.
need our superstars, and you're not doing your job, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah. They called him a no account nigga. It's basically what he called him. In nicer terms.
I just feel, man, like, and again, I don't know Ja personally. I still think, again, when he's on the floor, he's electric.
Except this
My
year.
Except this year.
Rough.
He's having
He doing the electric slide to the bench this year.
right. Like he's having a rough year. Like there's, talk maybe that Memphis needs to move on. Like, he needs to get out of Memphis. Like, you know what I'm saying? So I think it's just a down year, which, superstars had it from time to time. You know what I mean? So you can't, I'm not even tripping off that. I just kind of get to the point where it's just like, bro, you come from a two-parent household. Where you
He said
was
something.
wearing loafers and polos.
Lord.
Like, I don't understand the fascination with getting money, and then now you want to be the hood dude.
Ghetto hoop stars.
It's like, bro, the hood dudes are doing it as a mean of survival. You ain't surviving. You are very, very much thriving. Get your money and shut up, bro. Like, again, like, I'm kind of with you. It's like, yo, like, if you ain't hooping, like, what you got to say? Like, again, if I'm Klay, he said that, bro. I was just like, bro, I got four rings. You ain't doing enough for your team. Your city almost turned on you, and it doesn't even
Dang.
seem like your organization wants you no more.
Dang.
So the best thing you got going for you now is that tech suit. So what are we
Yeah.
talking about? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's I don't know, but I feel like Ja's that guy where he just need, I don't know if he has it. I'm assuming he do have it. And I know I've heard different people say, certain things, and I don't know if this kind of out of line. He talked about his dad just being a father to him, and because Ja is who he is now, making the bread, like he can't. Maybe that role is a little bit more complicated because now your son is the breadwinner of the family. You know what I'm saying? So maybe that is complicated when you feel like maybe you gotta kind of be your son's friend as opposed to his parent. But I don't know, man. Like, I just feel like John just he has to be able to kind of just grow up a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And just
That's the man they want us to be. That's the man they want us to think is a
yeah.
thug.
It's like,
That's the
come
man
on,
they want us to
bro.
think is a thug. Like looks like, and I say this respectfully, he looks like a well-to-do black family. Like
Yeah.
that's what you aspire to. Stop trying to be a thug.
It's like, bro, you look again, I'm not saying y'all didn't struggle. I'm not saying y'all didn't have hard times. I'm not saying it at all. But it looked like you came from just good folks, bro. Like, that's okay. First of all, you can't have your polo buttoned all the way up to the top and then come out here and thinking I'm going to buy, and I'm supposed to believe that you toting the strap or got the polo on you all the time. Like, come on, bro. You wearing Birkenstocks. Like,
Right,
you wear
the
Ralph
celebrities
Lauren.
they get jumped into the gang, or pay their way into the gang once they get
Like
famous.
Chris,
Like Chris Brown, Chris Celebrity.
hey, you know what that's called? That's called extortion. That's called, like, you get extorted, bro.
I'm sure they got
You
something out
the
there, a Memphis history or something.
money front for the gang is what you are.
Four
That's what you are.
corner hustlers in Memphis.
I'm just like, bro, like I just don't think it's like you don't I but I feel like he's a guy's like you don't have to be good with the hood. You are good with the hood. You know
Yeah,
what I'm saying? Like, you don't
as
have
long
to
as you're
prove.
good at basketball.
Lift the hood up.
Yeah,
That's what you should be
but
doing.
it's almost like you I feel like, you talk to the people like, they try to prove that they tough. I feel like I always look at guys like, and this again, this comes from somebody I don't even say I don't like to fight and everything, but I always look at guys that do all the barking. You know what I'm saying? They be talking and talking and talking, and I'm like, I'm not even worried about that guy. I'm worried about the guy that ain't saying nothing. That's who I'm worried about, because some tell me if you push him too far, either he gonna up pole or dumb hands, he gonna knock the Sonic coins at you. Like I just feel like you just,
Ron Artest was a lesson to that. The
yeah,
dude
bruh.
went to lay on the table,
Pop
mind
off,
his own business, and then
I just feel like the more you have to sell that you tough, the less likely people will buy it.
Ja gonna get that laser pointer on you.
And so, bruh, I'm just saying, bro. Like, I just feel like it's the NBA, man. Y'all playing basketball. None of y'all about to fight. It
Man,
costs too much.
here's the thing though. I like the beef when it's on the court. Like
I
it's
do. I like
fun.
the
It
trash talk
makes
with
the
a
game
retort.
better. When the Grizzlies had the young boys and the Lakers had
Yeah.
the older guys or the Warriors had the older guys, and they were going back and forth in the playoff series, but they were on the court. Like it
Yeah.
was on the
That's
court.
part of basketball. You know what I'm saying? That's why I feel like that's part of the game that comes with the game. If you ain't playing and you talking to me when the game is ended, bro, get me dap me up so I can go home. You know what I'm saying? Like, what you talking about? I'm a bum. Yeah, well, I'm a bum with four rings. I'm gonna be a Hall of Famer. You a bum that's still fighting cases. Like, what are we talking about? Like, what are we talking about, bro? Like, you know what I'm saying? The only court that you go in consistently is the federal court. Like, we gotta stop
Facts.
this. We gotta stop. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know, man. I just feel like Ja, it seems like, I don't think it's the money. It seems like he, the youthful and joyful kind of like, disposition he had when he first started playing, it seems like he kind of losing that a little bit. So I really do want him to get it back. I hope he gets it back too.
And the sad part is he's a player that relies so much on athleticism and the athletic burst that isn't quite there now. And I hope it's maybe because he wasn't healthy all the way, but I'm
Yeah.
just like I'd like to see him get it back, but it feels like he's meeting an early decline even in his game. Like even if you take
Yeah.
away the off the court stuff, it feels like the decline is starting to be there. And when you got a guy that is as talented as he showed to be earlier in his career, you would have said there's not 10 guys with a higher trade value than him. But right now, like he might be out of guys that have been all-stars, he's probably in the bottom 10 of those guys that with
It
trade
might be
value.
negative trade value.
Yeah, he
Yeah.
probably got negative trade value. Cause
Yeah, they're gonna have to
you
give him
start
that
to hear,
contract too.
yeah,
Take contracts to give him.
you start to hear rumblings. Again, I don't know how true it is, but you start to hear rumblings coming out that camp. You know what I'm saying? Like we know he taking veiled shots at the coaching staff and this and the third. Like he it's honestly, I think he, does he leave? Is it time for him to leave? Like, I think if he leave, Memphis ain't got nobody. Who else they gonna kind of build around?
I mean, Cedric Coward is pretty solid, but I don't think he's a superstar. I think
Yeah,
he's
he a
a
supplemental dude for sure. Yeah.
and even Jaren Jackson, I feel like he's capped out on what I feel like he's gonna be, and he's a guy that can score but has never been like a physical dude. So I'm
Yeah.
similar to my Mavericks, I feel like the Grizzlies are just delaying the inevitable of just needing to hit reset, and they
Yeah,
keep dragging their
probably.
feet on it, but they need to go ahead and do it. But we're going to go ahead and jump over to who put us on notice. D, why don't you lead us off?
Man, he put me on notice, but not really. I've been kind of rocking with Buddy for a minute now.
Yes,
But
sir.
Alperen Sengun, man, like that dude, man, he cold. He baby Joker. I think he kind of, I don't want to say perpetuate, but he kind of continues to affirm just how skilled over like international players are coming to the league and how skilled they are. And I mean, I remember saying this to you guys, what, about a year or so ago. When people were talking about Jalen Green being the best player,
Probably
I
2 years
just,
ago, I
yeah,
think.
like when Jalen Green's like talking about being the best player, I'm like, nah, Alperen Sengun is the best player. His game just looks unorthodox, but it looks the same way the Joker's game look. It's just unorthodox. It's not pretty, but he somehow gets it done every freaking night. And I feel like the Houston Rockets have almost taken a play out of the Nuggets book where they're building around their star center and giving
Yeah.
him the right pieces. You know what I'm saying? And so I feel like if the Rockets and the Nuggets were to meet in the playoffs, I don't know. I feel like the Joker is the Joker. Don't get it twisted. But I feel like, Alperen could be right there, man. Like, yeah, you the Joker, but I'm here too. You know what I'm saying? Like, turkey stand up. You know what I'm saying? I'm the turkey Joker. I don't know. Like, so I don't know, man. That's my guy right there. I like his game. I like his game a lot.
Nah, you're not lying. And he just came off that medal with Turkey. So shout out to him.
Shout out.
I'm gonna go with the guy that Memphis thought was the problem and traded away. Dylan Brooks put me on notice. He's 12 games in, and the dude is just more than talk. He's averaging
Yeah.
22 points per game, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, and I think he finally deserves the credit because this is the third location: Memphis,
Yeah.
Houston, the Suns, where he's
He's
built a
delivered.
culture. Yeah, he's delivered. He's built a culture, a winning culture. And I would say he's like somewhere in between. Like, he's a higher level impact player than Pat Bev, a lower level impact player than Draymond Green. But they all have this, what's this, this competitive nature around them where it impacts everybody around them. And the team is going to be better if you just put them in the rotation.
Yeah.
It's not always the numbers, even though he is producing now, but like everybody has to be more competitive. Everybody gets tougher, so
And they were talking about his jumper, and he's putting up a clip right now. Like
he is. He's
he's
shooting
putting
them. He's shooting 8 threes a game.
yeah, I mean he's putting together. I kind of became a fan of his, when they had the documentary. And you kind of got to see him off the court. I'm like, yo, this dude seemed cool as ever.
Yeah, I started following a little bit
I'm
too.
like, man,
It's
he seemed
cool.
cool. And you start, you're like, man, he cool. Then you see him like, oh, okay, he just makes that switch on court. All right, bet I can respect
Yeah.
that. So he's kind of been a player I've grown to like a lot. Like he's definitely falling in that Draymond mode.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Where he's that guy where you plug him in, he gives that team just an added level of toughness, an added level of like, we're not gonna just sit down and, lay down and die. Like we're
Yeah.
gonna keep fighting. And I feel like you need a player like that. You need a player that's gonna, step up. I don't think he's as great. He is as good of a playmaker as Draymond, but
Nah,
I think
nah.
for what, the Suns need him for, he's filling the world perfect.
Yeah, he's 9 years in. He's here to stay. We used to make the Shanghai Sharks jokes,
Yeah,
but
nah, he ain't going nowhere, bro.
he got to give him his respect for sure.
Yeah, he gonna always get a bag. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, I never thought that. I think he definitely was. He was a little bit of a clown at times, but he's in that Joakim Noah, that Draymond Green cloth, where he's that
Yeah.
guy that gets under your skin, but if he's on your team, you want him on your team.
Yep.
For me, I'm going to say who put me on notice is the Denver Nuggets. And I say this as an organization because, whew, our Mizzou brethren, Michael Porter Jr. came out this past week saying he could beat a WNBA team in eighth grade, which Marcus, I'm gonna have you just sit there and not say
He not
anything.
lying. He not
Again,
lying.
again, again, again. Let's just let me cook for
Okay.
a second.
Cook. Go ahead, cook.
Talent wise, maybe, yes, probably. But like, why? Like, what's the point? Like, Angel McCautry came on ESPN last week, and she was like, "Why does this dude continue to like say things that bash women and down women?" And like, dude, like, it's a different game. Like, we lift you up, like, lift us up. Like, don't say anything unless you're here to lift us up. But I say all this to say, the Denver Nuggets were hiding this man in plain sight for 8 years, for 7, 8 years, because this dude is. He gave us glimpses of who he was. Like, I remember, like, when he did that Curious Mike podcast, like, he gave us
Yeah.
glimpses into who he was. And there were times where I was like, this dude's a little, he's homeschooled, like, most of his life. Like, he believes some weird, like, he had these weird COVID conspiracy theories. Like, he's a little different. But he has gone to Brooklyn and blossomed into a full hotep. Like,
Yeah.
this dude, every other week, and he said the Brooklyn Nets came to me and said, "Be quiet."
Did
And
they?
he was quiet for about 2 days, and then he just could not keep his mouth away from a podcast microphone. And all you gotta do is turn a microphone on in front of this dude's face, and something stupid is gonna come out. This man is
Is great.
podcast, he is media gold. And the Denver Nuggets organization deserves the flowers and all the credit in the world for one, hiding this man in plain sight for 7 years,
Yeah.
but two, trading him for a dude that seems like about as class act as you can be in Cam Johnson. So
Facts.
my who put you on notice is the Denver Nuggets for hiding a hotep in plain sight.
I like how you made that work.
Okay, so MPJ, I just need him just take a break.
Did he
Just
lie though? Did he
no,
lie?
but so he didn't lie
The
at
bad
all.
part is he's playing really well. Like, he's putting up good numbers. He beat
Here's
he
the
but he's
thing.
just an idiot.
Here's the thing. Of course he didn't lie. Like if you're an elite player and you're younger, like I feel like, and I'm going to side with the women here, and I'm going to side with them because it's like it's apples to oranges. You were 6'9", 6'10", and eight. You were six what 6'5" in eighth grade or something like that.
Right.
You were, of course, and then like you're. What would you say? 6'5", eighth grade, you're about 13, 14. So you're kind of coming into like that strength a little bit. The puberty, testosterone's high, puberty is high. Bro, yes, of course you're gonna cook these women. They're girls. You know what I'm saying? I just think like it's just not fair comparison. You know what I'm saying? That it's like the equivalent of one of us saying, man, you put a toddler on the court, man. I'm giving them work. Well, I would hope you would. I would hope you would. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's just make the comparison make sense. Like, the women are good in their own right against other women. Like, let's make the comparison make sense. And I know some people are like, well, the women come out and say they can beat, you know, the men. They're professional basketball players. You have to have a very unrealistic confidence in yourself to make it to that sport. Like,
Fair.
you have to, it has to be delusional confidence. Of course, I would not expect anything less. Anybody with a brain know if you put Juju Watkins in front of Tyrese, if you put Juju Watkins in front of Quentin Grimes, he's gonna give her 65 on his, but you know what the kid, he gonna give her 6'7" with the left hand. That's it. Like, you know what I'm saying? And there's nothing she gonna be able to do about it. You know what I'm saying? It just doesn't make sense. With that being said, somebody needs to start screening, like have him write down what he wants to say and screen it. Just screen it. Like, we need to start giving people just, I don't know, evaluations. You know what I'm saying? We need to start saying, like, hey, like, where your mental at before you get on this podcast? You know what I'm saying? Because he would talk about tipping, you know, tipping to go
Oh
into a
yeah. I don't
restaurant.
want to get into that. It makes our
Talk,
people look bad, man. I ain't want to get into that.
he was talking about, you know, his girlfriend, like paying half the seat. It's just like, hey man, like I get it. You think a lot. Sometimes you gotta take all that stuff and you gotta put those thoughts in a box and you gotta bury that mother in the deepest parts of the ocean. Like sometimes you just gotta do that.
How
And
long
I
has it
feel
been
like,
since he got traded?
huh?
How long has it been since he got traded?
Dang, what has it been?
June,
June, yeah,
June.
a couple
So
months.
it's
Five
like Trump.
months.
It's been a short period. It feels like 2, 3, 4 years.
Just say like he's hilarious because just like bruh, he's that guy like just say stuff and you just like you just kind of like scratch your head because you like you agree with him a bit. Like I mean I get it, I get what you're saying, but you are not eloquent enough to get this point across. Like just keep
No
it, just
doubt.
hold that, man, just hold that, put that in your pocket, and just chill out. We get it.
I'm gonna put a bow on my who put you on notice by saying Kyrie, a lot of times, especially early on in his career, came across like he thought he was the smartest dude in the room. But a lot of times he gave insightful thoughts and made you believe like this is a very smart dude. Michael Porter Jr. comes across like he thinks he's the smartest person in the room, but he's in a room full of toddlers or he's in a room alone. So it's like, dude, it doesn't matter
Hey,
if you're the smartest person in the room. You're an idiot.
but here's the thing. Like, I genuinely believe Kyrie probably was this. I think he was the smartest person in the room sometimes. I think
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he just looked at the world differently. And it's just like, all right, Kai, like, you're looking at the world differently. I get how you're looking at this. They just looking for sound bites. They're not trying to have an insightful conversation. They just looking for clickbaits. Don't give it to them. I feel like with Michael, with MPJ, it just like Negro, shut up. Like, look, you just gonna give them sound bites. Like, just again, take that thought, put that in a box, you lock that mother, and you bury that in the deepest parts of the ocean. Don't you say it? Don't you? Because again, that stuff you say to the homies is hilarious. Don't say this. Cause then we were like, oh, you know, the homie like, man, you stupid, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not saying you stupid, like you like slow, but it's like, man, you stupid. The whole world's like, no, this Negro's stupid for real. I don't think he got enough vitamin D and sunshine when he was
Hey,
a
it's just certain things you
kid.
don't say. Your parents always say, don't act out in front of company. There's just certain things you don't say in front of company. This man says everything in front of company.
He
He gives the
does.
deepest, darkest family secrets in front of company.
And
But we're gonna go
it's
ahead.
funny. It's funny, but it's like, gosh dang it, Mike, again. Again, stop.
Every other week, just when you thought I was out, he pulls you back. But with that, we're gonna go ahead and jump into our draft. This week's draft, we are
Sir.
drafting all-time shooters. So the draft order this week, we got Darius, we got myself second, we got Marcus third, and then we're gonna do a snake draft. So Darius, go ahead and kick us off with your
Two, right?
should be should, you get one to start off. You get two on the on the on
Right.
the
Oh, man.
yeah, like nah,
I
bro,
mean,
nah,
come on, guys.
show
We know who I'm starting off with. I'll start we know who I'm starting off.
I mean, you made some dumb picks
Nah.
before.
Nah,
It
brother.
seems obvious. It seems obvious. It seems so obvious,
Come
but
on now.
you might be liable to come out with Wayne Newton, for all I
No,
know.
let me tell you something. Sometimes I follow the Kyrie pathway. Sometimes like, look, we
He
just gotta take the easy
was
layup.
still in NFL season mode.
Yeah, we'll take the layup. Brother, come on now. I'm picking Steph.
All
Easy.
right.
Like, we know who I'm picking. Come on.
Number two
All
is
right.
tough, Mike. Where you going?
No, it's
No, I'm
not.
going. Mine's a, no. It could be tough because I'm not thinking about just a 3-point shooter. I'm thinking about an all around shooter, and I'm thinking about the dude that gets to his spots. Give me KD.
You
Okay.
went KD number two.
That's what I'm
Give me
saying.
KD
That's not
number two.
easy. That was gonna be my next
Are
one.
you would you chose KD too?
I would have picked KD. Yeah, definitely. I had him on my
All
list.
right. I didn't. I mean, he's on my list. He definitely went number two.
Again, we're not just talking 3-point. We're not just talking
I
3-point
know.
shooters. I'm just
I
talking
know.
like a pure bucket, pure shooter.
Pure buckets. I'm go Ray Allen, and then Reggie Miller.
Okay.
Okay, so back to me. I'm taking Klay Thompson.
Babe, I'm going James Harden.
Now you get two.
And the next one, come on, baby. The white man from French Lick himself, Larry Bird.
Dang.
Okay.
It's okay.
Okay.
Gonna say give me Dame Dollar.
Damn. Two-time 3-point shot winner, Peja Stojakovic.
It's a good one. It's
That's
a little early. But you got all right, but you got another one.
I had to secure him. Oh, and the only other person I really, really wanted on this list, Dirk.
Okay.
Right.
I'm cool because I feel like y'all not gonna pick this one, and this dude was cold.
Hey, if we weren't gonna pick him, then that means it's probably not that great of a pick.
Nah, nah, nah. So as you
Good
hear,
point.
so as you hear, you gonna like,
Marcus
nah, buddies,
Irons. Go ahead. Go
nah.
ahead and give me. Go ahead and give me the other 50, 40, 90 guy, and I'll take Steve Nash to close it out.
Steve Nash, bet I'm going Draza Petrovic.
Oh, Drazen,
That's a
man.
good one.
RIP, bro.
That's what I'm
RIP. He was
saying.
right.
That's
He was right off the list. But yeah, he
he
was a good
was
one.
right there, and they literally he was cold. Literally, the only thing that cut him short was a car crash.
He's gonna be one of those dudes. I had to go
He
look him up YouTube highlights like a few times.
cold, cold.
When I have kids, he's gonna be one of those dudes like, yo,
You have to watch him.
this dude was a problem.
This dude was a menace. They could
Yeah.
not. He's that what if where it's just like, man, if he, if he didn't meet the untimely, death, how would he have turned out? Like you know what I'm saying? Like even to the point where I think like, man, like how much would he have challenged MJ?
Yeah,
You know what I'm
the
saying?
respect.
Like how much would he, 'cause the respect he had just off the brief career he had was
Yeah.
crazy.
People talk about him and it's different, but people talk about him how players today talk about D Rose.
Yep.
I hear the 90s players, that's how they talk about Petrovic.
Yep. 'Cause he could do it all.
Right, well, let's go ahead and
I won
talk
this
about our
round,
picks
guys.
again.
It don't even matter. I won this.
So
It don't even matter.
go ahead and give us your four picks, Darius, since you went first, and I'll go second, and then Marcus, you'll wrap it up.
Yeah, I had Steph, Larry, James, and then Drazen.
Fair, fair.
I had KD, Klay, Dame Dolla, and Steve Nash.
Ray Allen, Reggie Miller, Peja Stojakovic, and Dirk Nowitzki.
And if I would have had a fifth,
Here we go.
It
Allen Houston was coming down the line.
was a fifth.
If I had a fifth.